It was fall of 2021. And a small crack team of mercenaries were hired by Rebecca Clayfish to go and harvest ballots, but then found out it was all a fraud anyway, and nobody existed actually agreed with anything they said. Sounds good, huh?
It's just a whole lot of more, like we talked about yesterday and last week and the week before. It's heads I win, tails you lose.
Yeah.
And they're going to complain about being outworked in an election that they lost.
Yeah.
And at the same
they're going to complain about rules they had every chance to fix and or do anything
right.
about.
At any point, the Wisconsin State Legislature could have last year gave guidance to the Wisconsin Elections Commission to oversee how elections were being conducted in the midst of a pandemic, and they refused to. And then when Democrats outworked them, they called it fraud. And now that they realize, oh, we have to do that too to win, we're not going to call it fraud. We're going to say we're going to outwork them, but we're still going to ban it all. And it's just, it's a lot of just redundancies, Brian. And it, you're right. It breaks your brain when you think about it too much. Because how are these people standing up in front of a meeting at the Door County Republican Convention or event or whatever they were holding this weekend and claiming with a straight face this stuff? I don't get it.
But it's an insider thing, and then it was leaked so that the Journal Sentinel gets to tell you what's going on. And then the people who know, you know what I mean? You know, the people who know. But she's talking about hiring people, right? Like getting people. Here's a fun little headline, then we'll go right to the phones here. 844-967-2789. Let me know what you guys think. Ron Johnson. This was released today. A year out from the election, Ron Johnson has no one on his campaign staff.
What?
He's got nobody in his campaign
staff.
Nobody
on his payroll.
Nobody.
There's a jobs crisis right now, Ron.
You could be a job creator.
Yeah, you could be a job creator.
Yeah, but he's too busy defending people who've been fired for not getting vaccinated.
And that's not true. He's promoting horse paste to, you know, fight off the COVID. That's what he's busy doing.
Really important.
Yeah,
really
important. Or calling domestic terrorists, tourists. So he's a very busy man.
This is from the WisPolitics little blurb here. Insiders have tried to divine from the incumbent's fundraising whether he will seek a third term next year after he pledged before his 2016 reelection he would only serve two terms. His fundraising ticked up to $1.2 million during the second quarter, only to drop to $906 during the last 3 months, sending mixed messages on that front. He's still raising about $1 million a quarter here with no staff.
No staff.
Good stuff.
Good work if you can find it, though, I guess.
I guess that means he's not running. Who cares? Let's see what Ron. You know what I care about? I care what Ron from Madison has to say. Ron, how you doing, man?
I am good, Brian. You know, it's amazing to me that you and I have never run into each other because I used to do all kinds of theater stuff and film stuff around Wisconsin back in the day.
There's a really good chance that you did. If you were on that production when they came in for American Gods, I got to go and work on that for a couple of days.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
I got to hang out at the resort at House on the Rock for a couple of days because different snafus made me get to stay there for a couple of days. It was awesome. I got to hang out. The cast and crew were fantastic, really nice. It was a fun place to be.
I imagine. I've heard that David Tennant could be very entertaining.
I did not get to meet him, but I would love to. I got to hang out with Orlando Jones, actually. He was really funny. A couple other people.
Orlando, he is hilarious. I've met him once.
He's really funny
too. I was on a location shoot for. Oh, God, what's the name of it?
Exactly. You do all these things, and you're like, yeah, that guy, you see them clear as day. You know exactly what they talked about. You could tell them what they had for dinner. But then, like, the exact information you need to recall, I don't know. But that's not why you called. What's your political thought, Ron? How you doing, man?
I am good. This is exactly the same kind of Republican hypocrisy the Democratic I told Kruth the other day that the Democratic Party needs to be calling out in a big, big way. They spend all this time and money, for that matter, buying ads, claiming it's fraud, launching fake investigations that being run by people who have no idea how elections are supposed to be run in this state, and then they turn around and they want to do exactly the same thing because it's not really fraud. It's legal.
Yes. And they admit it's, well, it's technically legal, but I don't like it. But, you know, it's fine. But basically, we have no other arguments, so we're going to make this thing sound really bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine if we do it. That's their whole thing. It's fine if we do it, but if they do it, it's fraud.
It's like Donald Trump complaining that someone's being mean to them. Thank you for the call, Ron. I really appreciate it, man. I guarantee we probably have run into each other, and if you did run into me, I'm sorry because I'm huge. So, it's mind-blowing that it's now it's just being done right in our faces. Like,
hey, no, they filmed it in private and then released it to the biggest newspaper outlet in the state.
Dude, have you ever seen a bad magic show?
Yeah.
This is like a 9-year-old like just learned like one good trick and then the rest of them suck, and you know that this like you know what's happening. You know, oh, the thing fell out of my back pocket. It's totally fine. You didn't notice it. This is like watching that.
Oh,
Mark from the SAC, how you doing, man? You got about a minute and a half here.
Hey, I thought ballot harvesting, ballot harvesting the way they're claiming that we've been doing it is illegal. You can't just go around and...
It's fine in a laundry sack. It's fine if it's a laundry sack, yeah. But if it's a box, it's totally bad.
And the boxes were just people dropping off their own ballots. I mean, absentee ballots that they could drop off in the mail. I mean, what she's proposing is people could go around collecting, you know, handing out absentee ballots and collecting them, and that's what that guy in North Carolina got in trouble for, because he was actually voting for the people he was collecting ballots from to help the Republicans. What she's kind of wink and nod proposing, they commit a crime, and then
what they've called a crime for a really long time, because what they're doing isn't that like. The important thing is that if there was a whole bunch of fraudulent absentee ballots that were harvested at that time, wouldn't you think they might have found them by now?
I feel like
the amount of investigations, or at least one of them that might have been?
Right. We would have had something come out in that most recent audit, but nope, nothing. We are Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
We need an investigation now.
Yeah, we need to open a fifth investigation.
15th? I don't know. It's always good.
Come back with us. We'll be right back.
Maybe a palate cleanser.